Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Heath Clark, CEO of Local.com Corporation. Local.com trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is LOCM. And the company is a local search site, which owns and operates the largest private label, local search networks in the U.S. Thanks for joining us today, Heath.
Thanks, Juan. Great to be here.
Great. Always a pleasure to have you. And start off by talking to us about what were the value drivers behind the company's recently announced Q1 results, which for 09, which are particularly strong.
Well, for Local.com in particular, the first quarter is our strongest quarter. So we had seasonality benefiting us. In addition to that, we were successful in renegotiating some deal terms with some key partners during the quarter. So we actually got the tail end of some of that benefit, or the benefit of that in the tail end of the quarter. As well, we had done an acquisition of some assets, which were advertiser assets, and again, we were able to get some of the benefit of that within the quarter as well, and that yielded a good quarter for us, nice strong quarter.
Great, and to talk about some of the recent market trends and how well-positioned the company is to start to capitalize on them.
So the market trends, the market segment trends, if we can kind of divide it up. So we operate in the local search marketplace, and I kind of call that the sharp end of the spear. So what that means is there is a transition of ad dollars going on in the U.S. today by small businesses and big businesses from offline media such as newspapers and Yellow Page print to online, and that's historically been online display advertising, banner advertising, and so on. You know, starting about 8 years ago, it started to move into search advertising because it was so effective for businesses, and that's where businesses advertise with text ads alongside search results, and you'll see that most prominent on Google and, of course, Yahoo. And then over the last few years in particular, what's happened is those search advertising dollars have begun to migrate into an area called local search. And that is where an advertiser specifically targets a consumer who has done a search on a search engine for a product or a service or a business in a particular location. And the reason why those ad dollars are following the or moving into local search, the space, is because consumers who do those kinds of searches on search engines tend to convert into buying customers at the highest rate of any kind of search traffic on the Internet today. In other words, they convert into buying customers at a much higher rate. Therefore, ad dollars are starting to shift to try to tackle and to try to serve and be in front of those kinds of consumers. So Local.com is at the forefront of that trend in that, you know, obviously Local.com, we're all about local, and we have a significant volume of local search traffic on our site and our network, and we now have an increasing number of advertisers that we're able to layer across that traffic to generate additional revenue. So, you know, and we're doing it on a proprietary search platform with patented technology. So we have the three key value creators of traffic, technology, and advertisers, which makes for a very defensible business in the search industry. So the macro shift is online ad dollars are offline to online, online to search, search to local search, and we're at the forefront of that.
Yeah, I think a big part of the success in that lies in the fact that, you know, when you log into these you know, different search engines or you know, during those ads that pop out during the searches or on, like, the networking sites, you know, they really understand what the consumer wants and what the real consumer interest is because, you know, a lot of those make you fill out, you know, a lot of your, you know, your interests, so it specifically targets you. Can you talk about some of the market trends and in regards to what differentiates local from other players in your sector?
So, well, Local.com as a business has some unique assets, maybe individually not unique, but unique in how they're brought together. We have local.com. We have the name. It's one of our most valuable assets. The local.com name represents really local search. So we have our website, about 10 million unique visitors per month to that site. And then we have, as I mentioned earlier, we have a proprietary technology platform with patented technologies delivering our search results, which are some of the most relevant search results available today. And then we publish those search results along with ad inventory to 700 regional media websites today. That forms our syndication network. That is the largest private label network in the U.S. So, again, that's a unique asset. We sell ad placements or ad spaces on our search results page to small businesses. And we do that through a sales force of approximately 200 telesales reps. So we're calling small businesses and offering them premium placement. It's our entry-level product is $50 per month. And that gets that business in front of consumers at the precise point in time when the consumer is actively looking for that business's products or services in that location. So all those assets together kind of form local.com and make us unique. There are other, certainly other companies out there that do aspects of that, but I don't believe there's many companies out there that do all these things together, and that makes us unique in the local search space. We have a syndication network. We have solid traffic on our own site. We have a solid base of 30,000 advertisers, and we have proprietary technologies.
Good answer. And so talk about some of the changes in management, and perhaps you could also walk us through your background and experience as well as the management teams.
Sure. So, we've got 10 people on the management team, so I won't bore you with everybody's background because we could be talking about that for 30 minutes. But the recent change in management, we switched out CFOs. Our former CFO, Doug Norman, had been with us for 6 years. We'd been through a transitional period and kind of went through the $20 million run rate with our local search business, headed towards $50 million, and certainly our guidance for this year is slightly in excess of $50 million. And we felt it was time to bring a CFO in who had experience in the kind of 100 to 200 odd million run rate. And Doug hadn't had that experience, so we wished him well, and we departed company as friends, and we brought in Brenda Aegis, who was, among other things, a CFO of Meva, which was a $150 million a year business back in 2005, and was a partner with Local.com in its prior life, which was Interchange. And so she comes with considerable experience in the search marketing space and with enormous talents and skills, and that is already being felt throughout the organization, and we're getting, you know, far better financial visibility into our operations and, basically gearing for the future. In terms of the team, I founded the company 10 years ago. We just celebrated our 10th anniversary. And previously I worked – so basically I've been living and breathing search advertising since then and local search since 2002. I co-wrote – we filed about 19 patents. I co-wrote about 18 of those. Formerly vice president of e-commerce for a language translation software company and marketing manager for an internet company up in Canada. And in Australia, I worked for Australia's equivalent of the Home Shopping Network for several years. And I also founded a business after school, after high school, and I ran that for 8 years before I sold that in the mid-90s. Bruce Crear is our president and COO. He's been with us for coming on 4 years now, and he comes from 0Degrees, and is it 0Degrees? And eVoice. 0Degrees is a social networking company, and eVoice is a business that was sold to, I think it was AOL. 0Degrees was sold to IAC, and prior to that, he was the first employee of Sprint PCS. So he has a big company operations experience and tempered with startup experience as well. So those are our three C-level execs, and then we have seven vice presidents, and basically a lot of experience in, you know, this management team with consumer-facing brands. Our VP of marketing, for example, comes from Auto Vitel, as does our VP of Engineering. And our Senior Vice President of Private Label used to be the CEO of Premier Guide, which is a company we acquired 2 years ago. So, again, without going into all the details of everybody, we have 10 people. We have considerable experience in the space, and we're always looking to basically improve the team, and we invest in the team in terms of education, and we've just got a terrific management team. I mean, you know, very excited about how we've been able to deliver over the last 12 months, and we're excited about what the next 12 months brings.
Great, thanks. And what specific milestones has the management team set for local.com over the next year?
Well, there's nothing that we can talk about publicly, obviously, that hasn't been disclosed already. The biggest one in terms of our business is 50,000 advertisers. We're at 30,000 today. We want to get to 50,000 advertisers. And when I say advertisers, I mean small business subscribers on our platform by December 31, 2009. So that's a big goal. At the end of last year, we had about 5,000. So that's number one. Number two is we want to hit revenues of $52 million, and we expect to have adjusted earnings for the year. So that's a big improvement on the bottom line. On the bottom line, adjusted, we had an adjusted loss last year of approximately $6 odd million. So it's a big swing this year that we're looking for. Those are kind of the big milestones for our organization. We've already delivered one milestone based on our guidance. We expect to be, deliver adjusted earnings $0.01 to $0.03 per share in the second quarter. So that's the first time we've turned a profit in about 4 years. It's been a transformation, a 4-year transformation for our business, where our legacy search business went from doing $7 million a year in revenues, $7 million a quarter in revenue, down to $100,000 a quarter. And at the same during that same period, we launched local.com and went from doing nothing per quarter to $13 million approximately per quarter based on our most recent guidance. So it's been a transitional period. And again, you know, our team continues to deliver on key milestones, you know, over the last couple of years. But the most important of all is making money. And we started this year.
Certainly. And in terms of growth, future, will you continue to grow organically, or will you look for M&A activities?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we are growing organically. There's no doubt about that. And we're showing strong growth organically, but we see acquisitions as having an important role in the company. In the company's growth going forward. So we did a couple of acquisitions in the first part of the year, which were what we call asset acquisitions. So we weren't buying companies and people. We were buying assets from other companies, and that helped to build out our advertiser base. And we look to do more of those kinds of transactions because it fully leverages our platform. These are typically immediately accretive transactions, excluding all the non-cash charges in connection with those. Which is, you know, that's the best possible outcome. So we're certainly looking to do more of those. And then as we look at the local search ecosystem that is local.com, we have a network, we have traffic on our own site. What we want to be able to do is offer up products to our three customers. Those are the consumers that come to our site, the advertisers that come to our site, and our network partners. And so we see acquisitions as a development strategy, a product development strategy, where we see potentially customers or, excuse me, other companies that are doing some interesting things in the local search space that maybe have assets that are missing. Maybe they don't have a sales force. Maybe they don't have the syndication network piece. And by partnering with those companies or doing corporate development, we see an opportunity to accelerate our own growth as well as bolster our position as what we want, which is to be a central point in local search going forward. In other words, if you're a company that has advertisers, you can come to local.com for distribution. If you're a company that has traffic, you can come to local.com to monetize that traffic. If you have a lot of traffic as well, we can partner with you to put a small business directory into your site. Those are the different kinds of assets we see as potential acquisitions in future.
Yeah, certainly makes sense moving forward. And In terms of investors, do you think right now that investors understand the general direction of the company?
So Well, that's a great question too. I hope they do. I look at the market cap today, and I'm not sure that they do, given our growth rate, which is, I think, one of the highest in our sector, if not the highest in our sector, in percentage growth. The fact that we've returned to profitability, I'm not sure that they fully understand the story. It's something that I and my new CFO are working on, making sure that our outreach is as effective as it can be and that the story is understandable. I'm not sure. We constantly scratch our heads and say, can we say this in a more simple way? Does it make sense to people? So I'm not sure about that. I used to think that it did, but with our where our market cap's at, I'm always scratching my head saying, you know, it doesn't feel right to me. So we'll continue to try to improve that.
Good. And once again, joining us today is Heath Clark, CEO of Local.com Corporation. The company trades on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is LOCM. Market cap currently $49.93 million and currently trading at $3.48 a share. And before we conclude, Heath, what are some of the key reasons why LOCM or Local.com Corporation represents a good long-term investment to potential investors?
The macro for our sector is that more ad dollars are shifting into local than ever before. And the down economy is actually accelerating that shift from print yellow pages in particular to online advertising, and we're a direct beneficiary of that. So as you see these billions of dollars shift from print advertising over the next few years into online advertising, they have to go into a handful of places, obviously Google, Yahoo, but companies that are specifically local, are, there aren't that many of them, and local.com is certainly one of the top five in the space. So, and we're the kind of only public independent. You know, the reason why you would be interested in tracking us or as a potential long-term investment is because we have some unique assets to bring to bear as those dollars shift across. And I think we have a proven ability to capture some of those despite enormous competition. And we have that ability because of the assets that we have and that because we're an agile company. So I think if you look at our press releases, you'll see that we continue to execute. And I like to say that, you know, there's a lot of companies doing lots of interesting things and a lot even more people with lots of interesting ideas in local search, but it's the companies that execute that will win. And I think we've been doing a good job of executing, and I'm looking forward to continuing that with my team.
Great, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And it's always great to have you on, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time to continue to update our investors on the company.
One, thank you.
Anytime.